Just quickly, remember a few weeks ago I spoke to Bronwyn Cousins. Her daughter, 10-year-old, had just been diagnosed with MND, youngest person. It was very unusual. Youngest person in Australia with it. Her son is also disabled, desperate for a wheelchair accessible van. Now, we had many, many callers offering. TLC offered a van. In the end, a van was donated by a woman who no longer needed it. You can see photographs of Bronwyn and Bronte online receiving that van today, 3aw.com.au. On the line is a man who also gave us $10,000 to help that family along the way, and he's got a new venture happening. He's from the mill markets, and he's got Mark Ward. Good morning.
G'day, Neil. How are you going, mate?
Well, how big's this bloody motorbike?
Righto. It's almost 8 metres long. It's powered by, believe it or not, 3 V12 Jaguar engines. We've sent some photos to you guys to put online so everyone can have a look at it. But cut a long story short, Neil, it's going into, we're developing a huge museum up at our Daleside Mill Market. It's the build starts, well, it's starting now. It'll be finished in around about May of next year, and it'll be the best car, motorbike, collectibles museum in Australia.
Well, I want you to tell me when it's open because I'd love to know more about it. But the motorbike, it's only got two wheels.
Yeah. It's only got two wheels. The wheels are actually enormous truck wheels. It goes, it runs, it sounds, it's unbelievable. You've got to have earmuffs when you turn the thing on. But it's up until 2012, I think it was, it held the world record for being the biggest motorbike in the world. It cost, to build it, it cost nearly $400,000 to build this thing. Anyway, I picked it up. I just thought it's a great, it's going to be a great draw card for the rev heads and that sort of thing going into the museum. We're going to, well, we've got 22 other cars going into it as well. So
does it go around corners?
It's going to be great.
Does it go around corners?
If you ride it, you've got to ride it on an airstrip.
Oh, okay.
It'll only go in one direction, Neil, and I'll tell you what, it goes bloody fast.
All right. When do you open? May.
The build finishes in May, then the fit-out will take another 2 to 3 months, and we hope to be up and running with the museum in around about the end of July.
And where's the motorbike at the moment?
The motorbike's in transit on the Western Highway. We'll put it into one of our storage facilities up here until the museum's ready to open. And yeah, look, it'll help hold pride of place in there. And, you know, we'll theme it up and everything. We might even put Neil as the number plate on it. What do you reckon?
I don't know about that. So it's on a trailer on the Western Highway. About where would it be, do you reckon?
I reckon it'd be going through around about Packers Marsh at the moment, but it's look, everywhere it's been taken. We had to pick it up from the other side of Melbourne, and you know, the guys that are picking it up for me, that work for me, are just having a ball, mate. They reckon that they pulled up at the survey. There was 50 people with cameras there taking photos of it.
Good on you, Mark. Good luck with it. Tell us as you're getting close to opening. I'd love to see and hear some of those cars and the motor. Mark Ward, Mill Markets, opening a new museum for cars and bikes. And as I said, Mark gave us 10 grand to help the family. Photographs of the motorbike online. Photographs of Bronwyn and Bronte receiving the van, which was donated by Noelle, who didn't want much attention, but her late husband had used it. And TLC for Kids helped get it all organised and put together. To make sure they could look after the family. So that's both online, 3aw.com.au. Anybody in the Western Highway up around Bacchus Marsh or anywhere else, have you seen the giant motorbike? It's on the back of a huge trailer, 4 huge engines on it, 2 big truck tyres. You couldn't ride. Well, obviously somebody can ride it.